So I have a question for you. We'll go back to Genesis and Jacob. Jacob was promised Rachel, the youngest daughter, after working for 7 years, and he didn't get what he was promised. He was given the oldest daughter instead. My question is, how many of you have ever been promised something and it ended up that you didn't get what was promised to you? How'd that make you feel? Didn't feel very good, did it? Didn't feel very good. I'm always amazed sometimes in Scripture that it can really relate to our lives and we can identify with it in ways that are very real. And the thing for Jacob was that, you know, Jacob himself, in previous stories about Jacob, you know, he wasn't the most honorable person too. You know, he did a few sort of shady things himself. You know, and I look at that sometimes as, you know, what goes around comes around. And he received a little bit of, you know, what he sowed previously, but ultimately God provided what he was looking for after, you know, he worked a little bit longer. You know, God provided and God was faithful, you know, at the very end. In today's gospel lesson that I just read, we learn about different things that Jesus used parables to talk about heaven. And most of us can relate to one of those things because they're very much earthy kinds of things that Jesus related in parables about heaven. Now, I used to farm and I used to work in the seed business. And so whenever Jesus talks about seed, and in this case a mustard seed, I always think about that from a harvesting point of view. And this year with all the rains that we had, where I live in Hollister, they were just fields of yellow. And normally mustard plants are pretty low to the ground because of drought conditions, but this year they were big. I mean, they were actually, in some places that I went, they were taller than I am. You know, sort of like a small tree. So I can absolutely relate, you know, to the parable of the mustard seed. And the thing is, when I would walk by with my dog in front of these mustard plants, they were filled with birds. And these birds were having a heyday because there were a lot of seed and they were just, you know, eating to their heart's content. And so I could see where they were in heaven. And I could see that they were given the abundance of the harvest of the seed. How many of you have baked bread before and used yeast to raise it? Yeah, several of you have done that. You know, I don't know about you, but there's something special about when you bake your own bread or your, you know, where bread has just come out of the oven and the smell of that. And, you know, and if you get, you know, a freshly baked loaf and it's still warm and you get the butter right there and you're able to put the butter on the bread and eat it, I mean, there's nothing better than that. I mean, it's like heaven on earth. It's pretty special, you know, when you think about that. You know, it wasn't in a parable today, but my granddaughter and my wife and daughter and I, we went to a small farm on Friday night. And at this farm, my granddaughter, who's 2 and a half, got to experience the animals and got to experience, you know, where the eggs come from, the chickens, and, you know, there were, you know, horses and ponies and, you know, goats and, you know, all different kinds of animals. And then she got to ride a pony. And when we put her on the pony and she was taken around the ring, the joy on her face, you know, this grandpa, you know, Papa, and I was in heaven. You know, just seeing the joy in her face, I mean, it was like heaven on earth. It was something that, you know, I can, you know, equate to nothing but just pure joy. You know, I love being a grandpa and I love that opportunity to see the joy in my granddaughter's face. In today's lesson from Romans, we hear that God never forsakes us. God is always with us. You know, no matter what goes on in life, no matter how good or bad or ugly that life is, you know, that the love of God in Christ Jesus is going to sustain us and get us through the good times and the bad. And when I thought about that lesson as I was preparing to come and be with you today, I was thinking about my life in ministry with the people here at St. Timothy's, and I'm in my 15th year with the diocese. And I was thinking back through the 15 years of time that I spent here, going back to when Kevin Phillips was here, and to where we sit here today. I have served with, and I thought of this, I'm serving with Julie today, so there's actually seven priests that I have been with here at this place in my time. There's been three bishops and diocese that have been part of the transition time in between those priests. A lot of you were here when I came 15 years ago, and some of you are new. What I do know is this, is the constant in all of that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our God has always been here from the beginning and will continue to be here through the next phase of the life and journey of St. Timothy. And that if we're faithful to God, and if we get ourselves out of the way and listen to God and are guided and directed by God, then good things happen. And you're at the end of a journey of transition, another phase in the life and ministry here at St. Timothy's, where you're about to receive your next rector, Lisa McIndoe, in a few weeks. And I guess she's on her way here now, because I know we prayed for her for travel mercies this morning. So God is providing to you the next spiritual leader in your congregation, and her name's Lisa, and she'll be with you. And I just want to take an opportunity to say thank you for all of you who are in leadership, either on the search committee or on the vestry, to be able to get to that place where you discern that God had called Lisa to be your next rector. And, you know, I'm going to embarrass all of you who serve on the vestry or who have served on the search committee. I want you to stand up where you are. Just stand where you're at, okay? Just stand there. I want everybody to give these people a round of applause. I want to thank all of you for your faithful service on behalf of Bishop Murray and myself. Search processes and transitions don't happen without the leadership that you all provided. And I just want to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. And, you know, well done, good and faithful servants, to be able to get to this point in your journey. The interesting part of this now is we don't know what's going to happen once Lisa comes. We've got some ideas and some thoughts about what might transpire, but God's got something greater and bigger in store for St. Timothy's and for all of you. You just need to be ready and able to get on the train, go that next place, whatever that's going to be. And know that God will continue to sustain you and to be with you. One thing I was also thinking about was this process began shortly after I came and met with your vestry a little over 2 years ago. We were doing a mutual ministry review. And through that time and process of the mutual ministry review, I was going through a personal challenge in my own life as part of the Romans lesson, you know, trials and tribulations, and you never know what's going to be thrown at you. And it was about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I was facing having surgery to remove the cancerous tumors and going through some of my own kind of weeping and gnashing of teeth, if you might call it that. You know, and my own doubts and wondering what was going to happen. And I realized that I needed to share, you know, what was going on and ask for people to help and to pray for me, you know, to get through that rough time. And, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I know this. When I came to those vestry meetings and I met with the then senior warden and with other people in here at St. Timothy's, I was raised up and lifted up and encouraged and given hope. You know, and through that, you know, process, I knew that I was going to be okay. You know, and I had gifts from people here at St. Timothy's that showed up at the hospital that I didn't expect. And I just knew I was being sustained by a community of people that loved and cared for me. You know, and that happened not just here at St. Timothy's, even though it was very tangible here because of the time and the place of what was going on. But it happened for me throughout the diocese and around the world. And when I think about all the people that I shared that part of my life and journey with, there were literally, I'm not misquoting this, hundreds of thousands of people praying for me because of our partnership relationships within the Episcopal and the Anglican Church around the world. And, you know, that kind of love, that kind of prayerful love that comes from Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, just absolutely gave me a sense of peace that passes all my own understanding, to allow me to know that I was going to be okay. I was going to be okay. And just as you all are coming to the end of a journey and know now that you're going to be okay in the next phase of your life with a new spiritual leader coming aboard. When I went to visit my surgeon on Friday, just a couple days ago for my 3-month checkup, he just walked in the room and he said, "You're good to go, everything's great. You know, I'm not going to have to see you for 6 months." And so that was music to my ears. And when your surgeon comes in and your surgeon says, "I'm happy, very happy with the results of your test," and I'm happy too. You know, I know that when your vestry chose to call Lisa, that they were very happy when they made the decision that they made, because they knew it was a godly decision. And I knew that Lisa was very happy to accept the call to come and to be with you. So God will always be with you. Priests will come and go. Bishops will come and go. And even this canon will come and go, you know, as time goes on. But the one thing that I do know is that the church are you the people. And you the people are the constant. You the people are the constant of St. Timothy's that will continue the life and ministry to those that are here in this city of Mountain View and beyond. And I hope and pray that you never forget that. And know that God will always sustain you and will always be with you every step of the way. Every step of the way, through the good times and the bad. And the last thing I want to leave with you is don't forget to pray. And don't forget to ask people to pray for you. Because when you ask for people to share a little bit of that burden and to be able to take that, then you don't have to carry it all yourself. You know, and for me, for you, I prayed for you and continue to pray for you during your time of transition. I know that God will richly bless you beyond your wildest imagination. And God will bring a sense of peace and calm and healing if you call upon it, no matter what goes on, no matter what the situation, today and every day of your life. Amen. Thank you.